Mary Oliver is probably my favourite living poet. And Brain Pickings by Maria Popova is certainly my favourite blog in the world. It was on Maria Popova's blog that I found this prose poem by Mary Oliver. It's called The Whistler. All of a sudden, she began to whistle. By all of a sudden, I mean that for more than 30 years, she had not whistled. It was thrilling. At first, I wondered who was in the house, what stranger. I was upstairs reading, and she was downstairs. And from the throat of a wild and cheerful bird, not caught but visiting, the sounds warbled and slid and doubled back and larked and soared. Finally I said, "Is that you? Is that you whistling?" "Yes," she said. "I used to whistle a long time ago. Now I see I can still whistle." And cadence after cadence she strolled through the house whistling. I know her so well, I think. I thought. Elbow and ankle, mood and desire, anguish and frolic, anger too, and the devotions. And for all that, do we even begin to know each other? Who is this I've been living with for 30 years? This clear, dark, lovely whistler. And that poem is written about Molly Malone Cook, who was, may she rest in peace, who was Mary Oliver's soulmate for 30 years.